This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising. Ryan Kelly's also a great sponsor. He joins us now. Ryan, how are you today?
Well, we're busy, and I think everybody in the office is recovered from the Super Bowl parties and all of that, and enjoying a lot of the Stan Kroenke and Rams memes that are floating around. I'll tell you, those are seems to be pretty funny here at the office still, but we're closing loans. It's what we do, and we're really good at that. In fact, we started this company, and I started knocking on doors throughout the Seven Pines area, Old Farm area, that's Olive and 270 area, and that was only about 10, 12 years ago. And you look at where we've gotten now and where we've grown to and the size of the company, it's not because we were handed something. It's not because we have deep pockets. We built this company because we offer our clients such a better experience when it comes to refinancing and buying a home. And then, of course, with the lower rates, no one can touch us. So I guess my message to everybody out there is, if you're considering buying a home this year, we need to talk today. Let's get you pre-approved now. Let's make sure your credit's clean. Let's make sure everything's ready. And maybe you don't think you're going to be buying until summer, but you never know when that perfect house is going to hit the market. You might look out your phone today, and on your Zillow app, you see the exact house you want, and you need to be ready to buy. Or if you're thinking about refinancing, paying off all those credit cards, skipping a few months of payments, and really set yourself up for financial freedom, let's get you pre-approved for a refinance. It works for a refi, too. Maybe you don't know if you want to refinance, but you want to look at options, no problem. I can get that done in 5 minutes for you. The five-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. Thanks so much, Frank. I'm going to hang up and listen now, sir.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate it. Thanks very much. Martin Kilcoyne joins us in studio.
Frank, good to be with you. I enjoyed the George Barber interview, the Greenville coach, but also how he explained it. Because honestly, having not seen them in person, I've been trying to figure this out. How do you get to 200 points? And the real method to the madness there, where you not only are shooting a ton, but you also have a certain rebound percentage you're trying to hit.
Yeah. 100 and shots, 53s, 35% available offensive rebounds, and then forced 32 turnovers.
How about the fact that Paul Westhead can't be found? Living on an island off the state of Washington.
That was my takeaway, that Paul Westhead has cannot be found. Disappeared.
Wow. And then when he said living on an island, I was thinking the Caribbean or like no, right. Off the state of Washington.
I'm can't
like,
be that hard to
let's
find,
yeah, find Paul Westhead. Yeah. That feels like a good ooh, ESPN.com right. piece.
The ironic thing about Westhead is
off you find him.
Okay. He's fired by the Lakers because he's playing more of a half-court offense, and Magic wanted to do Showtime. So he gets fired because they're not running enough, and then he ends up at Loyola Marymount, and then he invents, you know, that wild, crazy, fun offense. Of that.
Nobody can slow down Greenville except the emergency broadcast system. I did notice. Do you think if that was Coach Underwood, Plowsy would have allowed that, Frank? I'm just wondering if...
he would have called back if it went down.
Greenville is in Illinois, so...
I was also thinking of the high school coach... I think it was Arkansas, who Sports Illustrated wrote about a couple of years ago. He refuses to punt. They go for it on every – doesn't matter if they're on their one-yard line, the opponent's one-yard line, every time. And the math is sort of in their favor.
HBO did a piece on him. And Rich Grauer's grandson is at the rival school, and they played him in the state championship game. And Coach Grauer was telling me about this the other night. It was like a 4th and 10 – on their own, like, 15-yard line, and they're still going for it. It's just crazy. I love it, though.
And there's probably a number of times where you go for it, you give up the ball, the other team scores right away. But on the whole, I guess if you've done the math, it would be kind of fun to watch that team, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's the anti-Fisher. They never punt.
It's the anti-Super Bowl.
Yes. From what we just – wouldn't you have rather watched that on Sunday?
Here's the thing with that, and Greenville has – good athletes and good players. Now, I don't know if you could do that if you had a bunch of 6-foot white guys from Chesterfield. They have athletes and they're skilled. And I think this guy at the school in Arkansas, he has really good players. You can do that. There was a gentleman, a coach in St. Charles County that tried it to play that, you know, never kick a field goal, never punt, and it didn't work out quite as well because he didn't have players. You got to have players, too.
Have you seen some high school kids trying field goals also? I got to say, other than my godson Joe Gilmore, who drilled them all for SLU, if I were a high school coach, I would consider going for two every time, kind of like Mike Tomlin does it a ton with the Steelers.
Yeah.
The state of kicking the high school level is pretty rough.
I'd always just go out and get a soccer player and say, you don't have to come to – you come to practice one day a week, just – you know, practice like 30 of them. And then show up Friday night. You don't have to make any tackles.
That was Taylor Twellman,
exactly.
Right?
Yep. Give me your right leg. That's
and
all
I think
need.
Gary Kornfeld had to put it in, like, writing in Lloyd's of London, this kid will not get hit. This kid will not get hit. All right, Five for Frank is brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu.more. And I'm excited to know they're coming to town so we can actually see that style on February 15th.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Three games tonight, Frank. Illinois at home to a top 10 Michigan State team. Billiken struggling, but at home to a Dayton team that's 7-2 in the Atlantic 10. And then Mizzou on the road against number one Tennessee. Who has the best chance to win tonight?
I'm going to lean towards SLU, and I don't know why, with maybe seven healthy players and facing a great Dayton team. But backs against the wall, must win, packed house, I think. Although, I like the way Illinois is playing. If I had to guess, I'd go SLU.
Isn't it crazy that on that list of three games that SLU feels like the most likely?
Yeah.
As bad as they've been lately, sitting at 5-4, but Mizzou at Tennessee.
No chance.
What is the spread? Charlie and I were actually saying last night
that 14?
You might throw a little money on that sucker. And Chuck's riding high. Did you hear his squares? He won $1,600.
Oh, I know.
But didn't buy his lunch. 18 is the line.
18. What is the Illinois line?
SLU, by the way, is Illinois is 10-point underdogs.
Wow, double digits.
SLU right now, 2.5-point underdogs.
I
hate to say it. I think the safe money's on Tennessee. Because they lost to Auburn by, what, 30-something?
Oh, yeah.
And is Mark Smith playing tonight? If not,
doesn't
then
matter.
Well, it hurts you offensively.
No offense to Konzo and Mizzou.
Right. I'm not saying in terms of winning. I'm talking about trying to cover here. I'm not trying to win.
You're a Mark Smith away from competing against
from
number
covering.
One.
Marquette favored by 6.5.
Oh, thank you. At home.
We needed that one.
Well, they lost to St. John's.
Only loss in the Big East was against these folks.
Martin's going to be there.
We
got to
bring up one. We got to bring up one good college basketball program, please. One good college basketball.
Why
team.
Why don't we adopt Marquette?
Come on.
No, I'm on board with the Billikens. Come on, let's do this.
I want SLU to win.
And did Deion Wyler? I noticed, Frank, you were trying to talk him into, like, hey, are you going to be? You didn't say are you going to be starting, but Frank said, like, how about your role? Do you see yourself playing a little more and doing a little more? How do you see it?
Yeah, I asked it to coach too. About switching the lineup. But then I'm thinking, what? They only got six players. I guess it doesn't matter if he starts or not. He's going to play a whole lot since there's no other option. Could you imagine that in the last, like, 2 weeks, they've given walk-on scholarships and added two more managers so they can have more practice players?
And he even said we might bring Larry Hughes and others back.
He didn't
just to
seem
practice.
To bite on Troy Robertson, though.
Frank's going to show up in gym shorts one day. Need an extra?
Oh, in fact, I gave Corey Tate was knocking down a couple of shots. And I said, what about Corey? And Travis, no.
I think Luchtefeld and Troy might have been there during the Majerus era when he first got there and needed help. And I think he treated them like crap.
Yeah. In fact, Brian, you know what we should do? I'm going to send you Chris Brown's cell phone.
Okay.
Maybe we can squeeze him on during Rammer. Because for Chris Brown to tell the story about how Majerus treated him when they needed a practice player, I'll send it to you right now. It's
sure.
Great.
All right. Number two, best NFC team in 2019. Who do you think? Best threat to take the Rams down as the NFC champion.
The Eagles.
Is the Eagles for sure.
Yeah.
Bears are going to be in the mix, probably, right? I think they've got some staying power. Maybe not special, but they should be pretty good.
Saints probably won't go away.
I think the Saints might be interesting because they're still so ticked off. How about that town? When you think of New Orleans, do you think of integrity? No offense to New Orleans. You just think of kind of free. No, I'm just saying.
Wow.
Don't you just think of like partying, free, like living loose and... just all anything goes, kind of aw shucks, right? Is that what you think of with New Orleans? Like, just kind of laid back, not too uptight, like enjoying life. They're as pissed as any town we've seen in a long time You see the Super Bowl rating? So they got a 26 rating. Last year it was a 53. So when they said, we're not watching, they actually meant it, you know?
And you should applaud that and just love the fact that, you know, Roger Goodell wakes up, worst Super Bowl rating in 10 years. That's on you, Raj, for everything you've done.
And I think 800,000 people told me in St. Louis, I'm not watching. It still drew about 800,000 people.
Yeah, 65% of the TV sets that were on in St. Louis on Sunday from 5:30 to 9:30 were watching the game. Another, you know what, also on the what NFC team, it may depend where Le'Veon Bell ends up.
Yeah.
I mean, if he ends up in Philadelphia, because they could have some cap room with
Green Bay.
Going,
got,
yeah,
ready
you
to
change
go.
Green Bay.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You need something
ready.
Up there.
Yeah.
You got a coach that kind of knew Sean McVay at one point. What about Atlanta? It feels like they're ripe. They should be.
They're always so underachieving, though, aren't they?
They are, but they should be better.
How about the fact that Sean McVay had a Marzian-like quote saying that he may never get over the loss? And we know Mike didn't.
God, and he's about 20 years younger than March was at the time. You might want to get over this, son. You got a long way to go.
And remember, too, Jared Goff, I know he had a good statistical season, but maybe Jared Goff is just an above-average quarterback and not elite and special.
I've never been a huge Goff fan, but he has been way better than I thought. Way better than I thought. Still, if it's a big game or a playoff game, even next year, there's a bunch of guys you'd rather have
Absolutely.
Than Jared Goff.
Yeah. Gosh, I hope it's like a one-year little run they have.
All right, Frank, you are Kevin Demoff. Sorry. You saw the LA Times, and the headline, huge headline on Monday said Lambs, not Rams. Are you calling up Ram Farmer and saying, what's this? I thought you guys were our buddies. Like, are you a little offended that the honeymoon is over just like that? Mm. Huge headline, Lambs, not Rams.
He scored 3 points.
Somebody once had a great quote. You never want to get into a pissing match with a columnist because they always get the last word. I think if I'm Kevin Demoff and I've been humbled, I stay away.
All right, you are CBS and the NFL. Can you fix the post-game scrum where poor Tracy Wolfson, I feared for her life at a moment there. I did see one note that said the onus is really on CBS or the network. At first, the media just looks like a bunch of idiots with all the cameras. But it was pointed out that maybe CBS, just wait. Let them celebrate. Do you have to get to Tom Brady within like 10 seconds? Let him hug everybody, high five, and let the camera people push each other around and get to that interview a few minutes later.
Well, or I'm CBS and I'm paying all that money. We're gonna prearrange this thing and we're gonna talk to your PR staff and your security staff to make you understand that right after the game, if the Patriots win, you clear the deck and I get them for 2 minutes. That's all we're asking for.
Yeah, maybe they just needed an area, maybe even like a platform.
Yeah,
where he steps up and he cannot be attacked.
But Brady had to hug those Rams wide receivers.
Right. I do think you could wait just a little long and let Nance and Romo talk about the scene played out a little bit below. But because it was a bad look and it was more chaos and negative headlines for the NFL, I had no problem.
Quick thought about Romo. He had the line of the broadcast when he realized that Tom Brady was actually calling out a play called Reagan.
Yes.
And then he fittingly said, and of course, they run to the right. I mean, oh gosh, is he good.
He's really good. The only critique I've ever seen of him this past year was awful announcing when they said talks too much ?
Who said that?
Awful announcing did a poll and said the only knock seems to be that he talks a lot. Does anybody think he talks too much? Maybe a little bit, but he's just so, I guess, earnest. Like he's just like a little kid watching the game.
He is.
He's not this pompous NFL alum. Now he's a lot of fun. All right, number five, you're going to spring training next week. Brian Bartow has put out a release that says you can only interview one player your entire trip down here. I'm sorry, that's the new rule.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, I don't care if he's old Adam Wainwright. I want to come back
for
sound for like 10 shows.
I was not thinking that way.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, God bless Paul Goldschmidt, but it's
Frank's thinking
like,
long-term.
Yeah, soundbite. If I only get one damn guy, by the way, you should tell your bosses that. They're only allowing one air. We're going to be done pretty quick. We're going to go hit some golf balls.
I need a...
God, I didn't think of that. You're right. You
get
the most
17 minutes of content on Sunday. I'm not going to get it with Paul Goldschmidt. Now, I don't know about Andrew Miller because I really haven't set him down. He seems like he's pretty good.
That's a good thought. All right, what about just story-wise? You can only tell one story. Who are you sitting down? Who are you most interested in?
I'm thinking Schilt.
Not bad.
Just I mean, Fowler kind of opened his heart a little bit at the warm-up.
If you're looking for...
Yeah, I mean, and Fowler's not story. As open as you think.
I mean, true story is Harper, but, you know.
Yeah.
When he's there.
How about Jack Flaherty?
Great talker.
Yeah, and
got some
emerging
pizzazz.
As the ace of the staff at age 22 or 23. Well, I'll tell you what, though. Reyes may be the best story.
Reyes is probably the most interesting story. Talk-wise, he's okay. Jordan Hicks is not a great talker. Interesting what he can do in year two. But I think... Soundbite-wise, it's Wainwright. Story-wise, it might be Reyes, but Flaherty probably gives you a little bit of both. Good sound and good angle.
Is it Flaherty who's the big basketball fan?
Yes.
That's
Laker.
The issue. It'll totally just fall back to Frank and Flaherty talking Laker
we'll be
basketball.
We'll down the Lakers.
LeBron,
how did they
LeBron
didn't get
Anthony
Anthony Davis.
Davis.
And you know he's got a little zip. It was the locker room last year, clubhouse, when I said, boy, that seems to be basketball is your favorite sport. And he said, well, I do play baseball for a living. Like, well, yeah, I mean, other than that, come on.
How about Lonzo Ball's dad, by the way, saying he's not going to New Orleans? Oh. Like, he has any power. He's on a rookie contract. Come on.
They want to go to Phoenix.
He's underachieving. He can't shoot.
You're going to New Orleans, and you'll like it. And by the way, New Orleans is better than Phoenix.
I've enjoyed the fact that the dad hasn't been quoted much until I saw that pop up. Like, oh, God, I thought he had gone away.
I think the Lakers told him to... step back.
Pipe down.
Bit. Yeah, shut up.
Maybe the kid even said, Dad, please, you're embarrassing me. All right, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Hopefully Brian Bartow's not listening. And, hey, this is a great idea. Everybody gets Mo, Charlie, Frank, you guys get one guy. Who do you want it to be? All right, greenville.edu for more information.
All right, before we go to break, quick word about our title sponsor, Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place for the weekend, I'm telling you, there's no better bar atmosphere than to watch a game, 99 different beers to choose from, and great food, the 99 Hops House. Then do a little people watching, maybe do a little bit of gambling. Then after that, how about a little Final Cut Steakhouse for an elegant dinner? Oh, do I love that place. The all-you-can-eat buffet is also one of the best, and so is Charlie Gito's. We appreciate Hollywood Casino being a title sponsor.